everybody. It's Ivy. I am frustrated with my recording setup, and I just really kind of wanted to chat with you guys because, oh man, I have a mic coming. It's supposed to be here tomorrow, and I wrote a script that I'm not going to tell you anything about. Just know that it's super taboo and fucked up, and I can't wait to share it with you, but I tried to record it with my earbud headphones, and it just, it wasn't working. The mic picked up every small sound around me. It made noises that didn't exist in the room when I was recording. So I guess my shit's haunted. But I just wanted to talk to you guys and say hi. And I figured I'd do another questionnaire that looked fun to try and make me relax. And so here we go. It is a questionnaire that I found in the Smut Cave, Talking Smuts subreddit. By the way, I am not the brightest bulb in the box when it comes to digital media and social media. So I literally joined Reddit to join GWA and whatnot. And I don't understand the difference between my profile and a subreddit. So if someone could help me understand, that would be great. Anyway, so this is a Sexy Times questionnaire. And I will just jump right into this. Ah, my knee. Okay. When did you lose your virginity? Well, I was a very late bloomer. No one ever believes me when I tell them. But despite being a very sexual being, even just my whole life, really, I was not a popular person and could not find anyone that was interested in doing anything with me until I was 23. And so I was with my girlfriend for 5 years, and after that is when I got my first dick, and that was 28. So I am quite fresh out of the box considering my age. but that's the God's honest truth. No one ever believes me because I am such a sexual person. But that's also why I have a lot of hang-ups about how I look. Because it took me that long to find anybody that was interested in touching me. Okay. 2. Rough sex or soft and tender? Well, both, honestly. But I tend to be on the rougher side of things. I also include, like, teasing and torturing, you know, building it up in the rough sex category. Because it's like a torment that builds. And when you're doing the soft and tender bit, which is amazing with the right person, there really isn't a teasing aspect for me. It's more just like a mutual display of passion. Okay, do I have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Well, I mean, I'm on here, aren't I? I don't think that I have any intense fetishes, so to speak. I'm putting my, oh, hi Peachy, my kitty, one of my kitties. You jealous? Oh, I'm talking to somebody else and you turned my laptop off. Baby doll. Come on, sweetheart. Ugh. Yeah, purr in my ear. Even though you turned off my computer. It's okay, baby. What was the question? Oh, kinks and fetishes. I don't think I have any fetishes that are like something that I need at all times. That's kind of what I define a fetish as opposed to a kink. Or something that, a specific thing that like eats my brain up. I just have a massive list, a CVS receipt list of kinks. But at the top of that is rope and knives. Rope and knives. That's my shit. All day or a day. Other ones include, you know, all the kind of rough sex stuff, hair pulling and spanking and toys and role play and light degradation. I'm down for being called a good slut, but being called a worthless pile of shit is just does not do it for me. What else? Yeah. I mean, as I record, you're going to find out my kinks, because everything I'm going to record is going to be something that I'm kinky about, and I go pretty dark, so hang on to your seatbelts, kids. Okay, weirdest place I've had sex. Honestly, not a lot of weird places. Pretty basic places. You know, apartments, houses. There was a car a few times. And I've had sex in my home dungeons back in LA, but I mean, that was kind of after hours, you know, partying stuff. And it was still in a bed. So, I mean, okay. But yeah, sorry to let you down with that one. Favorite sex position. I mentioned this in the 50 questions, but it's missionary. Favorite cuddle position. Cuddling is so good. I would say having my partner laying on their back and being curled up on their side. Maybe like a leg hiked over theirs, you know. I sleep on my side just in general. So it's just naturally comfy. And I'm also a human space heater. So spooning is truly fantastic. But given the wrong temperature in the room or the wrong time of year, it can get really sweaty really fast. So I tend to like the curling up to one side. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? I'm a switch. I tend to be more submissive, I suppose. But I will say that my big swinging dom dick is rapidly hitting full blast, I think, because of the state of the world. It's just, I'm so fed up with everything. And I just want to grab people by the hair and make them do what I want them to do. Make them do the right thing. And it's bleeding into my kink life. Have you ever had any one-night stands? I have. I went through a phase of about 2 months where I was like, you know what? I will try some anonymous, mostly anonymous sex. And I think it was like three guys, maybe five, something to that effect. Couldn't tell you a damn thing about any of them, except I remember one guy, and that was because he actually got a little rough and kinky in bed. Everybody else, I couldn't tell you. Could not tell you shit about them. I don't really get satisfaction from one night stands. I'm a sapiosexual. I'm a demisexual. I need it to be connected to the brain, to the personality. The person itself is what I'm attracted to, and not so much the physical right out of the gate. So hooking up with someone on a purely physical basis just doesn't fulfill me enough. Next one. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Well, all three. You don't have wall on there. Why not wall? Why not other furniture? If I had to pick out of those, it probably would be bed. But couch has a nice set of levels that you can play with. You know, you got the arm, you got the back, you got, you know, half on the floor, half on the couch. You got all sorts of different angles you can play with, so that's good too. And sometimes just getting dirty on the floor is just where it's fucking at. let's see. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? Yes, I have. My parents, and absolutely not would they join me. Fuck all that shit. Absolutely not. Have you ever had sex in a public place? I mean, would you consider a BDSM dungeon a public place? I suppose. My cats are going crazy in this room right now. Y'all need to chill your asses. Yes, I have three cats, and they are three differing sizes, and the biggest one is the biggest bitch boy, and he's running around opening the doors in my room right now. Okay. Sorry, sidetracked. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a man, what could he wear to turn you on? If you were a woman, what could she wear? My favorite sexy underwear is usually a black lacy hipster. Not a boy short. The boy short kind of, it looks weird on my frame. I like the hipster because it rides low on my hips and it doesn't cut my curves like a boy short does. Yeah. So like a lacy hipster is usually where I end up going. What could a guy or a girl or a they wear that, I mean, whatever they want, honestly. Everybody's body frame is different. Just like I said, some people look great in boy shorts. I love boy shorts. I do not look good in them. I look weird. So, you know, I guess on guys, I like boxer briefs and on female frames, whatever looks best on you. It's not so much about a specific kind of underwear for me. How often do I have sex? Well, we're in a pandemic right now, man. How often are you having sex? I am in a relationship. He is currently in a different state than me. and we are working on some things, let's just say. But usually when he's here, probably like 2-3 times a week. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? I mentioned this on the 50 questions one I did. I love them both very, very much. I suppose that I give it more than receive it, though. Is there anything right now? Oh, is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? For sure. Are we talking about people in my personal life, or are we talking about, you know, celebrities or fictional characters or whatnot? Because if we're talking fictional characters and whatnot, the list is vast in that category. I mean, Tom Hiddleston's right at the top of the list right now. But me and Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer have been happily married since 1997. He doesn't know it, of course. Neither does James Marsters. But we're married. And who else am I into? Benedict Cumberbatch. There's a violinist named Lindsay Sterling that is just too cute for words. She's almost too pure, though. But then she dances sometimes, and I'm like, good goddamn, girl. Samara Weaving. Oh, she is so beautiful. So beautiful. And I have a thing for talent. I get talent boners, is what I call them. And I have a severe talent boner for her. I just think she's so incredibly talented. And I'm looking around my room trying to see if I have anything that sparks anybody else. I mean, I don't know. I'm a sucker for dark hair and light eyes. I'm a sucker for blonde hair and light eyes. But I also really love brown eyes. Really fucking love brown eyes. Colin Farrell's brown eyes freaking do things to me. Rosario Dawson. Ugh. God, she is so gorgeous. And she's a nerd. And I love it. Let me just move on here. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Well, I threw up on a dick once. That wasn't fun at all. I believe it was during that 2-month period where I was trying to be one night stand like, and it was the biggest dick I have seen in person to record. It was at least 11 inches and was almost as thick as a Diet Coke can. And as I have said previously, I had not had a lot of experience with dicks until later in my 20s. So, yeah, man, I did not think that was going to fit in me. I didn't want to try and blow my pussy out over some one-night stand douchebag. So I tried to, I was like, I know I suck dick like a champion. So I remember that. And he got a little too forceful. Not any fault of his. But yeah, I threw up all over him. And I was mortified, and I helped him clean up, and I all but ran out the door. I don't think he minded as much as I did. I think it might have actually turned him on a little bit, but it did not turn me on. The moment had passed for me. Let's see. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. Okay. I mean, I don't have any go-tos. I have a connection to the song Arabella by Arctic Monkeys because I had a truly fantastic rope session that started with that song. So that definitely takes me somewhere. As does the Sail song I used to play in my home dungeon all the time. So I guess I have those two songs. But ultimately, I don't really focus. I don't really, like, have a mood-setting song. I do love the soundtrack to Only Lovers Left Alive, a movie by Jim Jarmusch. It stars Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston. And it is just this weird alt indie exotic instrument music. And it's just so mysterious and weird and enchanting and absorbing. I love it. I dig it. I would probably say that if I had to pick anything. A song you'd like to listen to during passionate sexy times instead. I mean, like I just said, I don't really have, like, songs that are, like, that's my go-to song. I just kind of like to set the mood with how the music feels. So, are you into dressing up for sex? Yeah, of course. Both, you know, like, just doing a, you know, nice lingerie set and making sure my hair and makeup is done all the way to, you know, dressing up like a character. I've never done it, but I'm not against it. Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Neither, unfortunately. I mean, we all love the aesthetic of shower sex and, you know, the steamy glass and running your hand down it and, you know, boobs and butts pressed up against the glass, but water is not your friend when it comes to sex. So, you know, I don't really have a good time doing it. Let's see here. Have you ever had a threesome? Yes, I have. I've had many. They're fun, but they kind of stress me out at the same time because I want to give equal attention to both partners, and I just can get caught up in my head about that. I do have something on my bucket list, though, that's two guys. I've never had two guys, and I'd really like that. Watch them do things to each other and have them do things to me. It would be great. It would be a good time. It would be nice times, you know? If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? Oh, man. Like I said, I've been on a Tom Hiddleston kick. Oh, man. He's pretty on point and kind of hits all the boxes. Dark hair. Well, I mean, when he's Loki, he's got dark hair. Light eyes. kind of bashful, adorable in real life, but when he says kneel, I want to break my fucking kneecaps. let's see here. Do you or would you use a sex toy? Of course. Are we talking about your basic like vibrators and dildos, or are we talking about like more intense shit? Because it's yes to all of them except needles. Do not come near me with a needle. Let's see here. What's the next one? Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? If so, what was it? I've sent many a nasty text. I've sent many a naked picture. Various stages of undress and toy play. It's fun when, especially if you're like in a relationship with somebody, you know. Is there anything you do after sex? Not specifically. I tend to have a little burst of energy for maybe like 5-10 minutes, and then I either just kind of go back to my routine or I fall asleep. Would you have sex with your best friend? No, because most of my best friends are gay men. Early morning sex or late at night sex? I am a moon child. I come alive at night. It definitely would be late at night sex. Something that will never fail to get you horny. You know what? Anything involving you talking, growling, whispering in my ear. You do any of those things and I will pretty much do whatever you say. let's see here. Favorite body part and on him, her, or yours, and on yourself. Eyes are my go-to, I think. I love eyes. Like I said, I'm a sucker for light eyes, but there is something about brown eyes that is so warm and passionate and emotional that I can get lost in them. I can get lost as hell in a nice pair of brown eyes. But I do really like I said, the dark hair, light eye combo. Do I watch porn? I do, but not very often. It just doesn't do it for me, I guess. Like it used to. I don't know if it's because my kinks are just beyond the realm of porn as it stands right now or what, but I will spend hours on Hub or XNXX trying to find just one clip that will get me there. You know what I mean? And it's a hassle, ultimately. Whereas with ASMR, pretty much can turn on any one of them and be good to go. So, that is the questionnaire. I took a half hour on this. I am so sorry, guys. I hoped that I was going to be a little quicker today, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I may elaborate if you, comment or send me a text, a message, whatever. I've been getting questions about my social media and Discord and all that kind of stuff. I just set up my Discord. Be patient with me. I don't know what I'm doing. And I haven't gotten around to doing any social media for my IV persona. But I do promise that it is on my mind and I will get it done at some point. So I will talk to you guys later, And I hope that you have a smutty, smutty night. And if you need me, you know where to find me.